Chapter 6, A New Life. The next day, Tom went to visit his Uncle Dean to ask him for a job. Mr. Dean worked for Guest & Co., a shipping company that also owns some mills. Tom imagined that, like his uncle, he would rise easily in the company and quickly become a rich and respected businessman. Mr. Dean, however, was unimpressed with Tom's education at Mr. Stelling's.
"That fancy education has spoiled you," he said,
"and made you unfit for hard work. When I was your age, I unloaded ships and worked in the warehouse, and I learned bookkeeping in my free time. That's the only way to succeed. You must start at the bottom and work hard. It takes a long time."
Tom was disappointed, but told his uncle that, if it would help him, he would forget his gentleman's education and try to learn more practical things. A few weeks later, Mr. Tulliver was officially declared bankrupt, and a date was fixed for the auction of the family's possessions. The children stayed upstairs with their father so that he would not notice the people downstairs. He was getting better and was beginning to remember recent events, but he was confused and believed that he had only been ill for a few days instead of 2 months. Mr. Dean eventually agreed to give Tom a clerk's job in Guest & Co.'s warehouse. When he came home in the evenings, Tom also studied bookkeeping. It was a hard life and not what he'd expected for his future at all. Mrs. Tulliver found their disgrace very hard to bear. She decided that she must do something about their situation and went to visit Wakeham to ask him to be kind to her family. After all, she had no quarrel with the lawyer, she thought. It was her husband who hated him.
"Perhaps he will remember the days before I married Tulliver," she thought, "when the Dodson sisters were the most admired girls in St. Ogg's. That is sure to convince him not to be hard on us."
Wakeham was surprised to see Mrs. Tulliver and did not have much patience with her selfish silliness. However, he did learn something interesting from her ingenuous chatter: that Guest & Co. were considering buying Dorlcote Mill at the auction, and that they were willing to keep Tulliver there as the manager. Before Mrs. Tulliver's visit, Mr. Wakeham had had no intention of buying the mill himself, but now he realised that it would be a good investment, and that Tulliver would be a good employee. Best of all, the scheme would be a good way of humiliating Tulliver while appearing to be charitable. A few days later, Wakeham's bid won the auction. Mr. Tulliver wanted to leave his bed and go downstairs. His family knew that they could no longer hide the truth from him. When he saw the bare rooms of his house, he understood that he was bankrupt. Mrs. Tulliver then told him that Wakeham had bought the mill and was offering him the job of manager. Tulliver shook his head in disbelief. He was a broken man.
"I can't fight any more,"
he said to his wife.
"I've brought you to poverty, my dear, and I'll do whatever you tell me to make it up to you."
Mrs. Tulliver wanted her husband to accept Wakeham's offer. Maggie was speechless. But Tom thought the plan was a good one. As manager, Tulliver would be able to pay back some of the money he owed, and he would also be able to stay in the mill that his grandfather had built.
"Besides, the river gets angry when the mill changes owner," said his father.
That evening, however, Tulliver's mood changed. He waited for Tom to come home before making an announcement to the family.
"I'll accept Wakeham's offer," he said, "and work honestly for him. But I will never forgive him or people like him. People who get fat on others' suffering. And you must never forgive him either, Tom. Bring me the Bible."
Like most families at that time, the Tullivers recorded all births, deaths and marriages on the first page of the family Bible.
"Now write in it,"
he told Tom.
"Write how I accepted a job and money from Wakeham, but that I will never forgive him, and that I wish him evil."
Maggie begged Tom not to do such a terrible thing, but her brother took the pen and began to write.